This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
A very good afternoon to you. Welcome. My name is Kieran Tussiet. Yes, Eurovision may have gone last week, but all the way through the year, here on Forest FM, every Sunday at 5 p.m, we play homage to the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. And this week is our Portuguese special, as Portugal have won the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, I have to pinch myself, realising that that has just happened. My goodness me, just over a week ago, Portugal won with Salvador Sobral and Amar Polish Deutsch. But this week, as I say, we're going to pay homage to a country that I never really thought that could win Eurovision, certainly this century. I didn't. But there we go. I always had hope. And Portugal is one of my favourite Eurovision countries out there, along with, I'd say, Iceland and Sweden to a certain extent. Well, Sweden, of course. Lithuania is one of those countries I've always wanted to win, but just hasn't just yet. And certainly Portugal is one of them too. So, let's kick off the show with a Portuguese classic. Sajos Mão Pra Mim from Dora. That's Portugal's Eurovision entry from 1986. It's in my top five Portuguese songs ever at the Eurovision Song Contest. Great performance. It was the final song of the night in 1986. And I really thought after that performance and that vocal, it just worked so well, and it's just a shame that sadly in the end it wasn't the greatest result for Portugal, as they came 14th out of 20 places, which is a bit of a shame. Now, another song, they had so many good songs through the 80s in particular. I'm going to play a couple of them now. First up, we're going to play the song which always brings a smile to my face, and it's a lot of fun. It's from 1982, from Harrogate in Yorkshire, here in the United Kingdom. Dulce was the Portuguese act, wearing a traditional Portuguese dance and dress, if I believe that correctly. And they sang the song called Bem Bom. And I hope you enjoy this 80s Portuguese Eurovision classic.
My name is Vova.
My name is Timur.
I am Alex.
We are the hosts of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 in Ukraine.
Enjoy the show and celebrate diversity with us.
Às vezes é no meio do silêncio que descubro o amor em teu olhar. É uma pedra, é grito que nasce em qualquer lugar. Às vezes é no meio de tanta gente que descubro afinal aquilo que sou. Sou grito, sou uma pedra de lugar onde não estou. Às vezes sou o tempo que tarda em passar e aquilo em que ninguém quer acreditar. Às vezes sou também sim alegre ou triste não. E troco a minha vida por dia de ilusão. E troco a minha vida por dia de ilusão. Às vezes é no meio do silêncio que descubro as palavras por dizer. É uma pedra ou é grito de amor. Às vezes é no meio de tanta gente que descubro afinal
One of the most underrated Portuguese Eurovision entries of all time. That's Portugal's Eurovision entry in 1984 from Maria Ginot. I hope I pronounced her surname right. It's called Silêncio Inglaterra Gente. And just, it's lovely. And it means in English, direct translation, silence and so many people. And in 1984, that came 11th for 38 points. I personally, to me, that screams winner. It does. It does. Right, before we go any further, our very good friend, David Mann, who's listening to us actually from Norwich, has been very kind, and he's given us a bit of a rundown of the top 10 songs in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. So, Mr. David Mann, get the discs out. We're ready to transport over to Norwich for a few minutes to find out what was the top 10 in this year's Eurovision Song Contest in Kiev, Ukraine.
Here we go then, music lovers, with the top 10 of Eurovision 2017. And first of all, it's a massive leap of 19 places up from 13th last year in semi-final 2 to this year's number 10 for Norway. It's Joust with Grab the Moment. Australia down 7 places to this year's number 9 as Isaiah says, it don't come easy. It's a leap of 11 places up to number 8 for Hungary this year and Yossi Papai with Origo. At 7, a new entry for Romania, Ilinka and Alex Florea with Yodel It. A leap of 10 places up the chart this year for Francesco Gabani and Occidentalis Karma for Italy. And now the top 5 of Eurovision 2017. At 5, it's Sweden with I Can't Go On from Robin Bengtsson, a non-mover but a great mover. Blanche brings Belgium up 6 places to this year's number 4 with City Lights. Next, it's the biggest movers on this year's top 10 Eurovision chart, up a massive 30 places for Moldova. A Sunstroke Project and Hey Mama go to number 3. Up 2 places to this year's number 2, it's A Beautiful Mess from Christian Kostov for Bulgaria. And it's a brand new entry on our 2017 chart because they missed last year, but it's a first ever win after taking part 49 times since their debut in 1964. Eurovision's number 1 for 2017, Salvador Sobral for Portugal with Amar Pelos Dois. Now that's this year's 2017 Eurovision Top 10, music lovers. All right.
Thank you very much, David. I much appreciated that for the top 10s ranking of this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Interesting stats there too for you status lovers. It might come in handy in a pop quiz one day, you never know. Right. Oh, dearie me. Now, you can catch David Mann, actually, every Sunday. I'm every Sunday. He's every Wednesday on Eurovision Radio International with his Eurovision cover spot. You can find out more details on that show at radiointernational.tv. So, next up is one of my favourite Portuguese entries again, which I would like to share with you. It's the English version, so don't panic. This is from Nucha, Portugal, 1990. And the Portuguese version of the song was called Há Sempre Alguém, which direct translation means There's Always Someone. But the English version is called Together We Will Sing This Song. So you've been told you must sing along to this. The Portuguese entry from the 1990 Eurovision Song Contest in Zagreb, in then Yugoslavia, now Croatia. Here is Nucha.
Esquecidas por amor, que venham já trazendo abraços, vistam sorrisos de palhaços, esqueçam tristezas e cansaço, que tragam todos os festejos e ninguém se esqueça de beijos, que tragam prendas de alegria e a festa. Que não se privem das despesas, afastem todas as tristezas, pão, vinho e rosas sobre as mesas. Que tragam cobertores ou mantas, o vinho escorra pelas gargantas e a festa dura até às tantas. Que venham todos de vontade, sem se lembrar de saudade, venham os novos e os velhos, mas que nenhum me dê conselhos. Que venham todos de vontade, sem se lembrarem de saudade. Venham os novos e os velhos, mas que nenhum me dê conselhos.
There we are. That's Carlos Mendes with Fiesta de Vida, which was from Portugal's Eurovision entry in 1992. Well, let's take a little break from our Portugal special, and it's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's that time of the show which my partner and future fiancé, well, he is my fiancé, but my future husband, Rob, gets to pick a country out of a hat, a year out of a hat. We glue them together and we find out what song from the Eurovision Song Contest archives we're going to play absolutely randomly here on Forest FM 92.3 on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. So, we're going to head over to the 2005 Eurovision Song Contest, and Rob has picked the country Austria. Yes, Austria. Now, Austria were represented by the group called Global Krina with the song Yassi. The song was performed first in the semi-final preceding Lithuania's Laura and the Lovers with the song Little by Little. At the close of voting, it received 30 points, placing 21st in the 25-strong field, thus missing out on the final and ensuring that Austria will have to qualify through the semi-finals at their next contest appearance. The song is performed in something of the folk traditions of the Austrian Alps, with yodeling, a large brass band, and lyrically, it tells the story of a girl who came from Cuba and fell in love with an Austrian boy, in the process proving inspiration to change the rhythm of the songs. The chorus, delivered in Spanish, cohorts everything to dance like the girl would. And the performance drew further on its folk traditions, with the lead singer in an Austrian folk outfit, while the rest of the band were dressed more casually in more matching sweatsuits. So Austria did not enter in the 2006 contest. As such, this song was succeeded by Austrian representative in 2007, Eric Pepelaya, with the song Get a Life, Get Alive, which again didn't qualify and I think came second last in the 2007 semi-final. So, anyways, enough of me rambling on. It's time to hear Austria 2005. Here is Global Krina with Yassi, which also means like that.
You know that girl who came from Cuba? Loves her music and her songs. She came and she saw Austria's.
Bye.
That's your random request. Austria 2005. Now back to Portugal. And Portugal's entry in 1998, which is from Alma Luisa with Seio Tu Prusa Abrisa. Enjoy. That lit up the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham beautifully, it did in 1998. Amazing. Alma Luisa representing Portugal at the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 21st of May. The Portuguese state broadcaster, RTP, has confirmed that Lisbon will host the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. It is more likely that the Mayo Arena will be the arena for the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, it was completed in 1998 as part of the Pavilion for Expo 98. It has a capacity of 20,000 people. It is the joint third largest indoor arena in Europe, and it certainly is the largest in Portugal. The venue has played host to finals of a number of world and European sporting championships, as well as hosting the likes of the WWE, Elton John, and many other entertainment and singers, entertainment people, etc. So, all very exciting times heading toward the 2018 Eurovision. According to reports in recent days, France is to launch a multi-show national selection process called Mission Eurovision for the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. Toute la Télé has revealed that France 2 will be creating a new televised process to select their entry next year. Stay tuned for the latest details on that. Viewing figures have been increasing this year for the Eurovision Song Contest in various countries, including Denmark, Hungary, and a 50% increase in Cyprus. So for the latest figures on that, head over to Eurovoir.com. TVM, the Maltese broadcaster, has confirmed that the 100% televote system will stay in place next year. And Norway's Eurovision winner from 2009, Alexander Rybak, has done a cover of this year's Portuguese Eurovision winner, Amar Polish Deutsch. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Chassiet, and you're listening to the Portuguese Celebration Edition. Yes, on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Hello, this is Alma from France. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Requiem. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentalis Karma. Enjoy!
Namaste!
This is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Never Give Up On You. Enjoy!
Now you can see how far you've walked, the mountains climbed, the oceans cried.
Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Feel the music with Forest FM.
Playback, tá pra todo mundo.
There we are. That's Playback there. Oh dear. Playback by Carlos Peão. Very good song. Portugal's Eurovision entry in 1981. Even though his backing singers look ridiculous because they were all like in those sort of 80s jumpsuits all in one colour. And they were all different colours. There was like a blue one, there was a yellow one. It was like a Power Rangers almost. It looked silly. But the song's really good fun. And deserved better, actually, I think. Righty-ho, it's now time to be a little bit modern with the Portuguese entry. So let's head over to the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest. I have had the very special honour to co-interview this lady in the Euroclub last year in Stockholm. And what a wonderful lady she is. She's currently living here in the UK, working here very, very hard. And she's just such a wonderful lady. And there are big rumours that she might be hosting next year's Eurovision for Portugal. We'll have to wait and see, obviously, until probably January, February time next year. But that would be so cool, wouldn't it? Susie, hosting for Portugal. Well, yes, and it was Susie represented Portugal at the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest in Copenhagen, Denmark. She was famously 1 point away from qualifying to the grand final, but San Marino and Valentina Moneta just nipped her at the post. So, Queres a Tua from Suzy de Portugal, 2014.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Levo sol, levo mar, leva contigo a luz do meu luar, leva o amanhecer.
Dasrme Sonar from Rita Guerra, Portugal's Eurovision entry from 2003. It's a big Eurovision fan favourite, that ballad. And what an amazing pair of lungs she has, indeed. Right, it's now time for our regular, for the regular part of our show. Yes, and this week, as it is a Portuguese favourite, we made an exception for Rob's random request this week. So we've got a sneaky bit of Austria in this week. But we're going to play a Portuguese entry for our Live and Kicking. This is where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest of my picking, really. And a song of my picking. This is where I get to be a bit kooky and do something a bit random. But this song has a lot of significance, and the singer does too. Now, Portugal 1974, Paulo Di Cavio performed the song E Depois de Adeus, and After Goodbye. And it's one of Portugal's most successful singers at his time, Paulo Di Cavio, who did return to the contest in 1997 as a member of the group Os Amigos. And I pronounced that with a Spanish accent. I apologise if that's not correct in Portuguese. Gives a strong performance in this truly nice end of relationship ballad that, despite only achieving a joint last place in the voting, became a song for particular significance in its home country, since just 3 weeks later it became the signal for launching the Carnation Revolution, which meant the overthrow of decade-long military regime and restored democracy in the country of Portugal. And to quote Wikipedia, despite the modest showing in Brighton at the contest itself, the song achieved considerable fame as one of the two signals to launch the Carnation Revolution in Portugal. As well as another song, which was a folk song, which was from a singer called Marcelo Catiano with the song Grandiola Vila Morena, which was the other song that started the Carnation Revolution. So, which signals the coup leaders to announce that they are taking control in strategic parts of the country. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can find it out on Wikipedia or just Google it, like all the kids do. Okay, so it's time for Portugal 1974, a very historic song in the moment of the Eurovision Song Contest and for the country of Portugal, Paulo Di Cavio with De Apoios De Adeus. Enjoy. Enjoy. Obrigada.
Good luck.
Saber quem sou, o que faço aqui, quem me abandonou, de quem me esqueci. Perguntei por mim, quis saber de nós. Eu te sinto em flor, eu te sofro em mim, eu te lembro assim, partir é morrer, como amar é ganhar e poder. Desfolhei, tu te deste em amor, eu nada te dei. Em teu corpo, amor, eu adormeci, morri eu, e ao morrer renasci. E depois do amor, depois de nós, o dizer adeus, o ficarmos sós.
performance. My goodness, he sold that song well.
Esta noite vou ficar assim, prisioneira desse olhar de mel pousado em mim. Vou chamar a música, pôr à prova a minha voz, uma trova só pra nós. Esta noite vou beber licor com um filtro de vendor de amor, amor, amor. Vou chamar a música, vou pegar na tua mão, vou compor uma canção, chamar a música, música. O vento do deserto acordado em mim, chamar a música, música, musa dos meus temas, nesta noite de açucenas, abraçar-te apenas, é chamar a música. Esta não quero a TV, nem a folha do jornal banal que ninguém lê. Vou chamar a música, murmurar um madrigal, inventar um ritual. Esta noite vou servir um chá feito de ervas e jasmim e aromas que não há. Vou chamar a música, encontrar a flor de mim, um poema de cetim. Chamar a música,
isn't that just beautiful? Chama a Música for Portugal in 1994, sung by Sara Tavares. Absolutely stunning. Right, it's now time for our final song here on the Eurovision Showcase. And it's time for one of my favourite Portuguese songs ever. This should have qualified to the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2012. Absolutely criminally underrated. So here we go. Filipa Souza with Vida Mahina. I love this grandiose tune, and I hope you do too. Portugal 2012.
Sigo as ruas da cidade, velha, escura, imperfeita, cheira a beijos de saudade, numa praça que se enfeita. Uma criança que corre, uma vizinha que espreita, e em mim só segue o desejo de chegar para te abraçar. E em mim só segue o desejo de chegar para te abraçar. Se fosses luz, amor, a luz do dia, sorriso inspirador de fantasia. Se fosses água, amor, palavra pura, que mata a sede à flor da ternura.
Stunning. I hope you enjoyed that. Filipe Souza with Vida Mahina for Portugal 2012. Well, we played Salvador Sobral's winning song twice last week, so I hope you don't mind me not playing it this week. If you've missed this show, you know, earlier on and previous shows, then you can catch up with all of them by going to the website tutsexperience.podbean.com or just go to our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, and follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Guys and girls, thank you very much for listening to The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot, for another week. I hope you can join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Get your requests and dedications in. It will be lovely to hear from you. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day. And for our Portuguese listeners, bom dia. Take care. Obrigado. I feel the music with Forest FM.